You're listening to SBS News.
Climate policy has long been the source of political division in Australia, and it's an impasse that the Prime Minister has made clear he wants to overcome. But he's facing some hurdles, with calls for more negotiation on his proposed climate legislation. A draft of his government's climate bill leaked this week shows the government's intention to legislate a 43% emissions reduction target by 2030. Greens leader Adam Bandt has told the ABC's Insiders program his party has yet to decide its position on the bill, but it has a number of concerns.
Our approach is to say to government, it's good that we're finally taking action on climate, but we need to do better. We've heard that from the Pacific Islanders this week. We're hearing it from the scientists. So we're up for talking. We're up for moving. We're up for shifting. It's going to take two to tango to get legislation through the parliament. And so we want to have some good faith discussions with the government.
The Greens have outlined four issues they have with the legislation in its current form. They say the 2030 target potentially places a ceiling on ambition, meaning if a future government wanted to lift the goal, it would have to go back to the parliament for another vote. Likewise, they're concerned the target is not a genuine floor either, meaning a future, more hostile government could also lower it. They want assurances the laws will not be merely symbolic, but will compel the government to take real action on climate change. And Adam Bandt says one of the first ways they could do this is to commit to preventing all new coal and gas projects.
What we're learning very clearly is Labor is hell-bent on opening new coal and gas projects. Part of the Greens' job is to try and push them and say, if we are in a climate emergency, which we are, and the government has just agreed to this week, in an emergency, you don't make the problem worse. You don't put the fire out while you're pouring petrol on it.
The opposition is also adamant it's the wrong approach, but for different reasons. Liberal leader Peter Dutton has told Sky News his party supports reducing emissions, but locking in a target would be a mistake.
This is window dressing and, frankly, as I say, a wedge for the Labor Party. It's a political stunt, and I've been clear in relation to our position, and that is that, that we don't support the legislation. We're happy for reductions in emissions, but at the moment, some of the decisions the Labor Party's making will drive electricity prices up for families, will make electricity supply less reliable.
Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers is warning against wasting the chance to lock in certainty for the energy transition.
I think these comments, whether they're from Peter Dutton or from the Greens, show that neither the Greens nor the Liberals nor the Nationals have learnt a single thing from this wasted decade of missed opportunity on cleaner and cheaper energy. Legislating the target is international best practice. It's the best way to give our businesses and our investors and the broader community certainty over that target. So that's our intention, to legislate it. If they think that we should be doing something about climate change in a responsible way, then all parties in the parliament should vote for it.
Labor holds a majority in the lower house, meaning it can pass the bill there, but the Senate is a different story. Here it holds 26 seats compared to the coalition's 32. This means Labor will need the support of the 12 Green senators and at least one more vote to pass the bill. Independent crossbench Senator David Pocock is calling for the government to be constructive.
Minister Bowen has said that he's open to sensible amendments. Yeah, he gave us a look at it a few days ago. We're working through and we'll be suggesting those. Clearly, this has to be seen as a floor, not a ceiling, and we need really clear ways to actually up the ambition over time. The expectation from a lot of people in the community is that politicians are actually getting on with dealing with this huge problem that we're facing.
Back in 2009, the Greens sided with the coalition to vote down another Labor climate policy, the Carbon Emissions Trading Reduction Scheme. The Greens leader insists this time around he hopes it doesn't come to that. The test will come when Parliament returns and it's revealed whether consensus can be achieved despite conflicting concerns over the proposal. Professor Mark Howden from the Australian National University's Institute for Climate, Energy and Disaster Solutions said it's an issue that will work best with everyone on board.
Look, I think bipartisan agreements really work well when we're dealing with long-term issues like this. Short-run things maybe can be dealt with in a more partisan way. long-run issues like climate change really do need bipartisan support, so we have continuity of policies and confidence building in the business community and in the broader community.
Richie Merzian from the Climate and Energy Program at the Australia Institute says it's a debate that needs to be had.
This is the first climate bill we've had in years, maybe even a decade. So it's great to have it debated. It's great to talk about how we can be more ambitious as a country.
The new 47th Parliament is due to sit for the first time in the last week of July. Claire Slattery, SBS News.